opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North City. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. May the 9th, 6 after 7 here in the morning, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, hon.
May 9th. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. Turn me up a little bit.
I will.
It's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studio. Slight chance of sprinkles today. I like that. Usually it's slight chance of showers, but today sprinkles.
Well, I get sprinkled on this.
You get sprinkled on this morning?
Yeah, I was walking in this morning.
Okay, 82 degrees, mostly clear tonight with our lows of about 54. Tomorrow, 54. Tomorrow calls for a clear day of sunny and high of 87. Talk about a jump around there. And Tuesday night's low of 55. Wednesday calls for a high of 89. I know moms and dads and families that were in town this weekend were talking about this jump in weather. And, of course, you know, a great weekend was had by all. How was your Mother's Day, Bob?
Went very well. Went out and visited Mom, and she had back surgery a couple of weeks ago. So we helped around the house a bit.
That's great. You know what? That's cool. A wonderful Mother's Day.
You know, there's
present.
A lot of, you were singing yesterday at View 202. Your parents were up for the whole weekend.
Yes,
we had a great time with them.
Thursday night at the Wind River, and then we had just a full weekend, and we went shopping at... Took Mom to Dandelion, and we went shopping
Wild and Dandelion.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to, of course, brunch the next day. We had a couple other boutiques in town as well.
Well, you know, the View had a great, I mean, just really a super buffet yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you like seafood. And,
my dad
or
went
anything,
crazy.
Or anything. I mean, you know, oyster shooters.
Oyster shooters, yeah.
Crab and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was really good. And you know what? Very appropriate pricing.
Yeah, it was great.
It was, you know, and if you're a senior or a kid, you got even got a better deal. So
you've been holding off trying to get your your outside pads that go on your chairs, and you put them back in. Well, now this week you can take them out because again, it's going to be 87 on Tuesday and 89 on Wednesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Well, now we're going to go into it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated with a senior and veteran discount. Give them a call at 365-3793.
In fact, Chuck's going to be on the show tomorrow.
He got
back from Vietnam. He's been over in Vietnam.
Oh, that'll
doing,
be nice
doing
to
a thing.
See
yeah,
him and
yeah,
hear
yeah,
all about his
tomorrow.
Travels.
Yeah. He's there. He's getting ready to go. Chuck and I talked to him. You know, he's such a busy guy. Here's a guy. We're walking through his tank yard. He has those propane tanks. And, you know, people know that I haul tanks for Chuck. And but we're sitting there, we're talking about things that, you know, businesses to get into. And how there's niches and how there's all these neat businesses. And he's telling me about these businesses he's getting into. And now, Chuck's going to be 67, 68, maybe a little bit older, this guy has got all this activity and energy, and he's starting new businesses. And we talk and we laugh because we're starting this, we want to start this. And then you look and you hear all these younger people are saying, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, there's no jobs out there. Oh, there's nothing we can do. Oh, no. The things he's thinking about, the things he's starting, it doesn't need a college degree. It doesn't need a master's or a PhD. It's somebody just thinks about it and goes, well, I can do this. And then you go down to some place and, you know, you pitch it to Eric down at, you know, like a 5-star bank or someplace like that. And, you know, if it's a good plan. And guess what? There are a lot of things out there that are very lucrative for people to do. I mean, you've just got to be thinking about it and think, well, what does it need? And it's just surprising. It's some of them are just some simple ideas, but they're going to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit.
I really believe that if you really want to work, if you want a job, and you change your focus or open up your focus on to I'm open to try something different. But you want a job. People are out there who are going to help you find a job.
I think so.
There is a job for everyone. I really believe that.
And then there's some people that are in jobs they don't appreciate. They don't realize it, that this is a good job, and they take advantage of it, or they don't do what they, you know, they don't go to their highest ability, and they don't get promoted, and they get upset, and they get wonder why. Well, it's because you're not living up to your potential. You're not going that extra mile there. But there's lots of jobs out there. I firmly believe it. There's lots of jobs out there that people could go. And then now everybody's fighting about this. Everybody's talking about this. Oh, raising minimum wage. Well, that's tough. I mean, when you're in an economy like San Francisco and you raise it to $15 an hour, it's a lot different than if you're an Alturas and you raise it to $15 an hour. It's going to cost people jobs. It's going to cause businesses to close or to cut back in people. You know, you can try and start raising prices. Say, hey, look, well, you're raising your price. Well, yeah, but that's because the government just forced me to up my payroll by $1,000 a month, which means I raise my taxes by $800 a month. So it's more than that. It's more than $1,000. It comes out to something more like $2,000. So that you've got to make that up someplace. So anyway,
what's in the headlines for you that you want to talk about?
Well. You know what? I want to just talk about Sleep Number Bed for a minute, and then I want to take an early break because I've got a lot of things to talk about. I know
okay.
You do too.
All right.
But Sleep
and
Number.
Let off some steam.
Well, afterwards. But Sleep Number. You know, this whole weekend has been so busy, and you know, trail rides and media events.
Media
by the way, and Anselmo threw a great
they
event.
Sure
I mean,
did.
They provided.
Shout
they provided a good atmosphere and good food and all that. We hosted a trail ride for all the media.
And the gal up there named
Friday
Christine,
night.
who actually brought horses that will provide trail rides for you up at Anselmo's.
But we had that. We had all these other things. And then to have the whole weekend and then be able to just get a great night's sleep every night because of our Sleep Number. Our Sleep Number, the dual air technology, is absolutely fabulous. The Sleep IQ technology that goes along with it that gives you hints on how to sleep. I don't look at computers anytime after 9 o'clock. During the week. The weekends I do because I stay up later. But then, you know, and now because of, you know, I'm having to sleep in a new position, which is interesting. I've always slept on my stomach. So now I'm sleeping on my
side. Trying
to
retrain yourself
at
67.
I'm trying to reach at 67 to train myself to sleep on my side.
Which is
hard.
Well,
I can tell you what, that's not exactly easy.
I'm proud of you.
I'm stacking things up against me. You know, the dog is screaming to get off the bed. I grab her, throw her up against me because I'm leaning against her in a pillow. Linda's like, you know, I'm just kind of like, it's a wall. But it's working because of Sleep Number. I can adjust the firmness, which makes it easier for me to sleep on my side, which is what I'm getting at here. Anyway, Sleep Number, best in America with best mattress in America, Consumer Report, made in America. It's guaranteed. You can't do any better than that. Right now, you can get two pillows when you buy a Sleep Number mattress.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, that's the other thing, too, is that if you're having neck problems, take a look at that pillow because it's probably not giving you the support you need. I'm becoming an expert on all this.
Good.
Anyway, Sleep Number. Head on down to the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Your Sleep Number setting is?
It's been 40 lately.
Yeah. My Sleep Number setting is back up to 70.
Wow.
So, here we go. Okay, Sleep Number. You can't get a better bed anywhere. It's well worth it. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:14 in the morning here on Monday, May the 9th.
By the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds credit.
What about function? Total darkness? Filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds credit.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget blinds credit.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
At Cypress Or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Something in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:18 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 82 today, with a few sprinkles, as Linda says. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit, Mary McCurdy. You know, she's got it all. She can, whether you're looking for your first home, your last home, ranches, farms, you know, commercial buildings, she's got it all. Mary McCurdy, right there at Properties by Merit. Call her at 949-1550 or check out her website, Mary, and that's with an I, McCurdy, McCurdy.com. See all of her listings. Okay, now, it defies belief about what's going on in our military at this point. Just defies the belief. First of all, Iran launches a ballistic missile. Another test. This one, this is the second one. Now, these are the guys that signed the nuclear treaty, supposedly, you know, of which we're nobody's really quite sure what they can do or what they can't do, except we kicked the can down the road for 10 years. But we do know is that this missile, they claim, can go 1,300 miles. 1,300 miles from Iran hits, Israel. Hits our bases. That's what Iran's doing. And what do we do to counter that? You ready? We shrink our military again. That's right. The Army is the lowest number it's been since before World War II. Before World War II. Now, there's still 469,000 soldiers in there. But it's by in the next 2 years, it's going to go down to like 440,000. Why? Budget cuts. Budget cuts from where? Obama. Wait a minute. It's coming from Congress. It's coming from Congress makes the budget, yet we keep cutting out soldiers. A third of the Marine Corps aircraft can't fly, or their jets can't fly, because they don't have parts, they don't have mechanics, and they don't have the pilots. And after 15 years of combat, it gets a little bit tough. The Navy is the smallest Navy since what? Before World War I? This is where we're at. This is where we're at while China is building carriers. What, Bob?
Well, I was just going to comment in when you were going to pause for a moment that while all this is going, our government is ashamed of our military. Meanwhile, Russia puts 10,000 troops into Red Square to celebrate Victory Day, flies 70 airplanes overhead, and shows off their latest ballistic missiles.
And Iran's marching too, and they also have the fact that we're at the point where we have the what we're doing is we're taking our military and we're using them for social experimentation on where should a woman fight? Oh, she's got to be in the infantry. We have to do this. Let me tell you something. You want your daughters going up against a Russian 6 foot, you know, a 6 foot Russian there that's, you know, that's in combat and she's going to go hand to hand with him or an ISIS, any of these? The part is that here we are, we're tearing our military down when other countries are building them up. What's the purpose of this? Where is our Congress? Where is the Senate? Where's the House of Representatives? Does anybody care? No, we're passing resolutions that say women can be drafted. Okay, fine. How do you like that? Equality. And Bob's right. They are. The other countries are, you know, but we have our parades too. Okay, that was their parade. We have parades on, you know, on Veterans Day and this. Not like huge parades like they do, but then again, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to show their countries that, hey, we can stand up to Americans.
Well, that's the public, but the government is ashamed of our military.
Well, I would say, yes, they are. I would say, you know, no matter what, you know, no matter what they say, you know, these crocodile tears. I still see the military being drawn down. I still see the military, the parts aren't there. I still see the military is that the jets can't fly, the tanks can't run because they don't have the people or the fuel or the parts to keep them running. I mean, how much longer? Oh, well, we're going to fight it with special forces. Let me tell you something. Special forces are great men and women. Absolutely. Now, the guys on the ground shooting, they're all guys, by the way. These are great people. They've got a lot of capabilities. Special forces does not win a war. Does not win a war. There's not enough of them. They don't are not equipped for it. You need to fight a war, and you need to fight on the ocean. Guess what? Those SEALs out there in those little rubber boats are good, but they are not going to stand up against a carrier or a battleship. No. So what do you need? You need a Navy, a strong Navy, a strong Army to defend our shores. Speaking of which, there are more children at the border coming across than there ever has been. Even remember in 2014, everybody's going, oh, my gosh, it's the worst it's been. It's worse now. The head of the immigration or the head of the border security was on there saying, he said, compared to 2014, there's more. They're finding two-year-olds, four-year-olds in the bushes along the border. No adults. And not only that, but the number of families that are rushing across the border has grown tremendously in the last year. Why? Because they think Trump might win and he's going to build a wall. Or they think Hillary could win and she's going to give asylum to everybody. But we're getting inundated. We can't stop them from coming across. How do children 2 years old from Central America get to our border? Let's look at Mexico. How is, you know, Mexico, this is Mexico's way, what, of getting even for the 1849 Mexican War, when we took Texas and a bunch of other places? Is this their way of getting even? That and cheap drugs? I think you need to take a look at this. You need to take a look at, we don't have, you know, and as far as the Obama White House is concerned, so what? So what? We don't care if they come across. And you know what? I do have a tea time at noon today. Well, it's just a thought. Okay. People are talking about issues they have with Trump. Trump says, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't need a united party. Maybe we don't need a united party. Maybe just everybody needs to get together and vote. You know, the fact is I've, you know, come from, there's a lot of people that are upset with this inner workings of the Republicans, as I am. Because just some of the things I'm just talking to you about, they can't pass anything immigration-wise. You know, and Doug Moffat gets on, hey, it doesn't do any good for us because he just vetoes them. Well, what about, you have the purse strings. You have the purse strings. Why don't you just make sure the military make a budget and stick it across? Make him, make Obama veto the defense budget. Make him. I'm sorry, it's just too much money in that defense budget. I have to spend more money on illegals. And then some people are going, oh, well, you know what? I'm not going to vote for Trump. You know, I'm not sure where he is. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Well, I don't know. I think he's pretty clear in a lot of things he says, but it goes back down to this. Do you want Hillary Clinton and the Democrats for another 8 years? Or do you want Do you want that half a loaf, as the Moffa said? I think you're getting more than a half a loaf.
Well, McCain has come out and said he won't say Donald Trump should take back his comments about immigrants, but he caves and says, you know, he could be a capable leader.
Well, McCain said that. Said he can be a capable leader. I think, you know what, he doesn't show me the leadership characteristics I'm used to in the military, all right? But can he? Can he lead? I hear, you know, I look at people that work for him and things I read about him that think he's a great guy. So maybe that's there. Maybe there's something there that he's what we need is a no-nonsense kind of guy that just says, this is where we're at. Here's the bottom line. We have to balance the budget. We have to protect our borders, and we have to, you know, we have to do these things, bring our economy back. You know, people said, oh, no, he said, oh, he was against minimum wage, raising minimum wage. Now he's for it. No, what he said was, I don't think this is a federal government thing. I think it should be at the state level. Okay. He's pushing things back down in the states. And then what was the other thing they said about the, lower tax rates? Oh, he said now he's talking about higher tax rates. No, what he said was, if you read the transcripts or you listen to what he really said was, the middle class and business has to have lower tax rates. You know, and this is the percentage I think it should be. It may get raised the more money you make, but we still need cuts in this, especially in business, to bring the businesses back. And that is the one that I think is real important, is that if you bring the businesses back and you hit the businesses really hard, and the way we do now with all these taxes, if you cut them and say, okay, you don't have that excuse anymore, come home. And then at that point, if they don't want to come home, then you start tightening down. There's a lot of things. But then again, you go back over to Clinton. Clinton is making a concerted effort against the Second Amendment. She is. There's no change. If you look at the Middle East and you look at, she says, my experience in national affairs, is this somebody truly you want to have in there? Again, I go back into this. Is this it? Is this what we have in America? I'm glad to see so many people running for office. I wish more people would run for office so we can see them. We're going to have every one of the congressional candidates on this month. And then after that, we're going to have all the, and we're going to also try and get all the ones running for city council. Well, we're going to get everybody. Everybody that's running is going to be on the station here.
Meanwhile,
that's what we need. Okay.
In North Carolina, all eyes will be on North Carolina today as Federal Justice Department deadline looms to repeat the state's new law that mandates people use the bathroom of their gender at birth rather than the one they identify with. Because of the threat of federal sanctions, Governor Pat McCrory and the legislature are facing mounting pressure to repeal the transgender bathroom law, which federal officials said Wednesday violates the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits employee discrimination against people on the basis of sex.
But their sex is male.
Well, they may feel that they relate more to the sex of a woman.
Okay, but they're still male.
That's not, I don't know. We should probably have a transgender. I would think it would be very interesting to have somebody who's a transgender on our show to explain to us.
Okay. What they feel or what they're feeling and why is this movement happening?
There's
a good homework assignment. Let's find the transgender.
Or anybody who knows this, somebody could give us a call here. We'd love to book them. And we will be fair. Come on.
Well, that's, you know, and the thing about it, you can't have just a transgender bathroom. That's not good enough. Because now you're being ostracized because you're going to the transgender bathroom.
And finally, the Austria's Chancellor Werner Faymann abruptly resigns. Because he's lost the backing of his Social Democrat Party. He's the guy who heads the government, but is appointed by the president. He made the surprise announcement on a brief statement in Vienna. I am thankful for 7.5 years and wish my successor much luck. Seems that the party has pressured him into resigning, and it happened just moments ago.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody, One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, is going to be this weekend, Saturday, May 14th. over at down here on the Market Street Promenade. It's not too late to sign up. Grab people to pay for your walk for a mile. You get 20 people endorse you for $1 a mile. And then so you walk 1 mile. So then you have $20 that you can give into one safe place. And it's a great way to raise money. And to if you haven't walked in high heels like Bob does, Bob, you walk regularly in high heels, don't you?
No.
Okay. But this is the way to do it. You can register at one safe place, OSPShasta.org. It's being backed by a lot of people. We back it. I think it's great. Otherwise, I'd be out there this weekend with toenails painted and everything if people paid me enough. Frontier Senior Center, 20th birthday celebration, May the 14th.
Yes, you would.
This week. I've done it before.
Yes, you will. Not
okay,
you
I didn't paint my nails.
No.
I didn't paint my nails. You're right. May 14th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. there in Anderson at the Frontier Senior Center. For tickets, call Janie at 365-3254. And don't forget that we got rodeo coming up. A lot of rodeo action coming up with our annual Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Day. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning here, Monday, 9 May. We're coming back with a reminder about what's happening this coming weekend with Haven Humane.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning, the 9th of May.
7:34 in the morning here. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Out on 299 in Deschutes. I tell you what, the world's largest convenience store, the world's smallest supermarket. It's got it all there. Owned by Kyle and Ed DeFore, father-son team. Kyle's got a radio show here on Tuesdays, the sports, and he is just an outstanding sports show. Plus, he does all of our announcing for our baseball and football games. But they've got it all there, a full deli and butcher shop. They start barbecuing on Friday. It's your one-stop shop to the lake. Great place, Mighty Fine Foods.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Slight chance of sprinkles today. I got to just say showers. It's just going to drive me crazy with the sprinkles. It reminds me of a cake. So anyway, high today of 82, mostly clear tonight with their temperatures around 54. Tuesday calls for sunny and hot, 87. Tuesday night calls for clear at 55, and Wednesday calls for our highs of 89. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read our weather, Shasta Gas Propane is our sponsor, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, with us in the studio, we're very, very excited about our guests this morning with an upcoming event, and we love our friends at Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get you up and get you on. There we go.
Let's just turn them on here.
How you doing?
We're doing
there
great.
There we go.
Good morning.
How you doing?
And speaking of veterans, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning.
And your development, or director of development.
Yes, here. Diane Herter is here.
Diane Herter is here. Diane, okay.
Diane, great. It's great to see you.
You know,
again.
You're doing a lot of stuff here since you've been on.
Absolutely. It's our favorite place.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what we've got coming on.
This weekend, May 14th and 15th, we have three events going on in one weekend. From 1 to 5 on Saturday, we have our Dogathon Festival.
Right.
And that includes a vaccination and licensing clinic, animal demonstrations. We'll have the Anderson Police Department canine demonstration. We'll have Splash Dogs, Dock Jumping, and we have Strike Force Flyball. And then what's really fun is we have Westminster Family Dog Show.
Oh, how fun.
And last time we were on, you were asking us about our dogs and if we might win the look-alike contest. So what does your dog look like?
My dog looks like a ruggedly handsome warrior of the sea. It's an Airedale. It's an Airedale with a little bit of a scruff on the top of his head.
Come on, Mark.
Okay. And Mark is a...
What's your dog look like?
A Bichon.
No, I've got a brindle pit bull and a black lab.
I like it.
Well, you got that brindle kind of like...
Yeah.
You got that brindle kind of goatee going.
And Diane, how about you?
Gray and gray.
What do you have?
We have Weimaraners.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Those are gray.
Mm. Yeah, we don't look alike.
No.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
You've got, they're sleek.
Okay, so. I have Elk Killer.
Mm-hmm. It's not an Airedale.
It's not an Airedale, but it's fierce. It thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fierce. It thinks it can be.
All right, you guys. So, anyway, we're talking about this event this week in 3 days.
But 2 days, three events.
Three events.
We have Saturday morning, we have that Dogathon Festival, which is free, and we'll have some...
Saturday afternoon, 1 to 5.
And we'll have children's activities going on, and we have, you know, those blow-up obstacle courses and different little carnival things going on. And then from 5 to 8, we have a barbecue and concert with Chad Bushnell.
Okay.
And that is $30. You can purchase tickets online. And the entire weekend is dog-friendly. Every event is dog-friendly. Then following that, on Sunday morning, we have the Doggy Dash. It's a 5K, 10K run, and we're having that at Turtle Bay.
Are you running or walking?
I will.
Are you running it? I mean, organizing it.
I'm running the event. Yeah.
You're running the event.
I'll be running around, just not on the correct path.
Oh, it sounds like a really fun weekend.
We'll start sending photos in as we're on the beach, trotting down the beach, kind of like, we're with you, but not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll really help.
Thanks. Oh, I'm gonna send it to you on your email. I'm gonna send it on your.
This is your biggest fundraiser.
Are you
of gonna
the year? Be running?
This is our. I'm gonna be helping run it. So right. I guarantee you that Diane and I will be putting in more than 10K that morning.
Right.
It just won't be consecutively.
This is one of your largest fundraisers.
It is, yeah. So we have the two big fundraisers. We have this one, and then we have our Bark, Wine, and Brew in October. And so this one is a lot of fun because it's something where we can open up Haven. We can have people come to Haven and bring their dogs, and it's for the entire family, which is fantastic. So, you know, she talked about splash dogs, and we've got fly ball, and we've got agility stuff. And the cool thing is you can bring your dog, and they can try that stuff out, too. You know, if you ever thought, hey, you know, can my dog jump, and would my dog do the dock jumping? Mm-hmm. Well, you come out and you do that. I think they charge $10, but you get to jump a bunch of times during the day and get to keep trying it. So a bunch of people kind of get hooked on it because it's really fun to do. I did that with my black lab. I was like, hey, let's see if she's going to do it. And unfortunately, she went straight down and didn't want to get back
in
the pool. So, she dove and she just went straight down. We had to reach in and grab her.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, she panicked. But you know what? A lot of dogs absolutely love it, and they have so much fun doing it. It's so much fun to watch.
Do you think elk?
No. She's not a water dog.
No, not at all. No.
But
she sees a big bowl of water, she walks away.
So what we're trying to promote is again, time, place, what's happening this weekend, dog-friendly fundraising for Haven Humane. And what's going on? What are some of the challenges that Haven Humane is facing right now? Let's encourage people to come out, spend some money, come see the concert, enjoy the event, support your Haven Humane, which is so important for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the biggest challenge that we have is we're working very hard to find a North State with no more homeless pets. And in order for us to do that, there's a lot of things we need to do. We need to spay neuter. We need to continue to educate the community on how important spay neuter is. We need to find homes for the animals that are homeless, and we need to be able to take care of the animals that are homeless. And so all that money goes towards all of that and helping us complete our mission and work towards a North State with no more homeless pets. So, so the event, again, is Saturday, May 14th. It is from 1 to 5. That's free. We're going to have all kinds of activities, food, vendors, everything, for the kids, for the dogs, for everything. So come on out for that. And then we've got Chad Bushnell and his band playing from 5 to 8 with a great barbecue dinner. And that's going to be from 5 to 8. You can get tickets online at havenhumane.org. And then the next day, Sunday, we've got our 5K, 10K Doggy Dash at Turtle Bay. And registration opens at 7:15. Is that right?
7.
7. Okay, 7 o'clock. And the run starts at 8:15. So, and that's going to be right out in front of Turtle Bay where we're going to start the run from there. So we'll be out there early putting out the flags and everything else. But come on out with your dog. Last year we had about just under 60 runners, and we had probably about 20 dogs show up with their owners.
Oh,
and
ran.
And it was a lot of fun.
Let's talk about something. This is kitten season. This is a time of the year people are starting to bring in lots of animals. And how many animals did you help last year, Mark? Thousands, I realize.
Yeah,
that,
we took in over 5,600 just cats and dogs. And so with farm animals and wild animals, we were probably around 6,500.
Now, and you if an animal's injured, you help it. If it can be fixed, I mean, you're gonna, you know, you provide veterinary care. You spay, you neuter, you're taking the feral cat population. You're trying a new way of handling it, where you're spaying or you're neutering the spaying the cats and putting them back out where they were. And that seems to be one of the, it could be an answer to having so many cats around. You've got so many education programs going on, and you adopt out so many animals, but it takes money to do this. As many great volunteers that you have, and you've got lots of great ones.
We do.
It takes money to do this.
Okay, so your dog-a-thon again is from 1 to 5, and this will be at Haven.
At Haven.
At Haven on Saturday. Let's talk about the vaccinations and licensing that's happening that day.
So that'll be there as well. So we'll have vaccinations and licensing, and it'll all be discounted. We'll also have microchipping and all that stuff there, so bring your dogs out. And you can bring your cat as well. They don't have to be licensed, but they can still get microchipped and vaccinated. We just don't recommend that you bring your cat in a carrier. There's going to be a lot of dogs out there. So
vendors, food, lots of stuff going on. Again, that's from 1 to 5 out at Haven Humane. It's called our Dog-a-thon Festival. But then that night, tickets to Chad Bushnell in concert. He's really good.
He's fantastic. Yeah, he really is.
And we've got two tickets to give away.
That's for the barbecue and concert as well. And, of course, we want you to support Haven Humane. So if you can go to the concert that night, give us a call here at 605-4567. And then while you're there, you know, you may decide to, you know, donate money to help Haven Humane as well, because these tickets are going to be complimentary for you to go the event.
Barbecue and concert Saturday, May the 14th, 5 to 8 p.m. out there at Haven Humane. Boot scootin' doggies, and it's a great time out there. It's a good barbecue. You can dance. You can have a great time out there. Just give us a call, 605-4567. All right. Dan Herger and Mark Story from Haven Humane. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having
us. We're going to be talking about it all week long.
Thanks for being part of our team. We really appreciate
it. You know what? You guys are
great.
How could you not have an organization like you all here? I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, and this is, I don't know, the things you do to help keep, to help animals, the love that you all have for animals. It's, and people, Mark's kind of a stoic kind of guy. Well, you are on the radio, and you're kind of a stoic kind of guy until people get to know you. But you are out there. You've got a heart as big as all outdoors.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. That's true. You know what? And if your wife would let you, you'd probably have 50 dogs and cats there at the house, at least dogs.
Of course.
And they'd all be, like, partially pit bull.
Yeah, they probably would.
They probably would be, because you love them.
I do. I absolutely do. And they're hard to find homes for, so that's one of the reasons why I love them so much, because they're fantastic dogs. So they're not for everybody, but they're fantastic dogs.
Right.
Great.
Again, we have two tickets, and that's for Chad Bushnell's concert, benefiting, of course, our Haven Humane Buddies. That is this Saturday night, and give us a call here at 605-4567, and you can get two free tickets to see Chad in concert, and as well as a barbecue, and go support the folks out at Haven Humane. We're so happy to have had you here this morning, and we love what you guys do. Thank you for serving our community the way that you do.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter till 8 right here on Monday, May the 9th.
By Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez. Another real critical issue for the North State is water. I don't want anyone to be deceived into thinking that now that we've had some rain and our rivers are running full, our lakes are higher, that we're out of the woods. It will take several years of that type of weather to correct what we've been through. I am in favor of preserving as much of our North State waters as possible. Doug LaMalfa co-sponsored H.R. 5781, which is designed to transfer more of our waters down south, and I am opposed to that. Again, we need to preserve our waters. We need to focus on building storage so that we can assure ourselves that we have enough water for farming and for living in the North State in the future.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because we need to preserve our North State waters.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment, and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday the 9th. Bob Alonji, you do great bump music. Yeah.
Thought I'd throw a little 80s power rock down.
Love it. Hey, this portion of the show, before we get to Henry's phone call, just a moment, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction out there. This is a business. This isn't a part-time business. This is a full-time business for Ted Leidy and his team of instructors. It's full-time for Ted. He teaches in, I don't know, like 14 or 15 different counties up here in Northern California. The most complete CCW training you're going to find, advanced training, he offers that. The hunter's safety, he's involved in a lot of different youth activities, the Wild Turkey Foundation, all of these. A great place to go. Look at his website, Northern Firearms Instruction, readingccw.com, or give him a call at 999-1822.
Okay, earlier in the top of the show, we were talking about something coming down in North Carolina. I'm going to just do a little brush up here. North Carolina has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Justice Department to defend House Bill 2, a law that bans individuals from using public bathrooms that do not correspond with their biological sex, according to a court document. Now, the move is in response to a letter the Justice Department sent last week warning Governor Pat McCrory that the law is in violation of the Civil Rights Act and giving him until Monday to remedy the situation, in quotation marks. The state's lawsuit calls the Justice Department's position a radical reinterpretation of the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act and a baseless of blatant overreach. Before Monday's action, McCrory repeatedly said his response to the Justice Department would resonate beyond the Tar Heel State. It would affect the majority of Americans. This is the important part. This is no longer just a North Carolina issue, he said in a Fox News interview on Sunday. This is a basic change of norms that we've used for decades throughout the United States of America, and the Obama administration is now trying to change that norm. Again, not just in North Carolina, but they're ordering this to every company in the United States of America starting tomorrow, I assume, or Tuesday. Now let's go to the phones. Henry, what is on your mind regarding this topic?
Well, I'm a bit confused about this whole thing. You've got to realize I'm almost 85 years old. And the one thing I still remember is there is a difference between male and female. And all you got to do is look.
Well...
I don't see where that's so hard to understand.
Well, you know, the thing of what he's saying is it's not just this law in North Carolina. They're saying that every bathroom in America and businesses and everything have to be now open to people of the opposite sex.
Well, now, I also heard that affects colleges. Can you imagine when you and I went to college and the girls' locker room and showers? Wouldn't it be fun if we could go in there?
Well, they're saying, and that if you're saying a transgender says, "Well, I feel like I am a girl. I don't care what I look like, but I believe I feel like I'm a girl. So I don't care if I've got the equipment of a guy. I look at a girl like I would look at, because I'm a girl. I mean, it's the same thing. That's what they're saying.
If you believe that, I'll sell you a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, now, the federal funds...
okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
The problem here is North Carolina could lose a lot of federal money for failing to comply with the Justice Department.
But this is their interpretation of it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars for its universities alone. So, McCrory said that this action set a precedent with the federal government, now telling every university that accepts federal funding that boys who may think they're a girl can go into a girl's locker room or restroom or shower facility, and that begins, I assume, tomorrow. You understand that the rights of those people now more and more, even though you think that you're giving the rights to a few, you're taking the rights away of hundreds.
Millions.
Yes.
Try millions. And that they don't have a right anymore because they're saying, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is the way they feel. Now, I went to the Kentucky Derby. Now, speaking of the Kentucky Derby, it was this weekend, right? And this Dykstra, whatever the name of the horse was, won undefeated. They think it could be the next Triple Crown winner. We'll see. I went to the Kentucky Derby back in 1972, and six of us Marine officers there. We were in training, and we drove all night long to get from Quantico, Virginia, to Louisville, Kentucky. And we went there, went into the infield. And they had, it was the infield, and it was the year that Secretariat ran, even though we didn't know Secretariat was that big because we were all drinking mint juleps. Well, they have these two huge bathrooms there, bathroom facilities. Well, the guys, we were just walking in. The women were backed up probably 50, 60, 70 yards. Guys are just walking into theirs. So it took like about 2.5 hours or 3-minute juleps, and the women were coming into the men's bathrooms. And these were open stalls, where there was. And not that there was that many, but there was, you know, a lot of urinals there. And women were coming in. And it was, you know, guess what? It was, you know, nobody cared. If you go to Asia especially, you go into places and it's men and women. It's just, you know, the stalls are closed and it's just a thing.
No stalls. There's a hole in the floor.
Well, in Taiwan there was, you know. But there wasn't. In a lot of places there isn't. But it's not a big thing. They've broken them out to men and women. My thoughts on this is that this, if I've got a, I have a 12-year-old granddaughter, and she's in the showers with her girlfriends after the soccer thing, and some guy walks in there, some 14 or 15-year-old guy walks in there.
You bet your son-in-law.
I do have a problem with that.
Yep.
Even though that person is saying, well, I'm really a girl. Really? No. No, you're not. You may think it, but guess what? Does it react? I mean, if a person gets excited, whether it's a male or a female, does it react in that way?
Yeah.
Physically excited? I mean, there's two different types of excitement there.
Yeah. There was a big case in San Diego some years ago. Remember the Jack Murphy Stadium? They had severe problems with their facilities, and a guy sued the stadium because he said he was traumatized when a woman came into the men's bathroom to avail herself of the facilities there, because the wait for the women's bathroom was like 45 minutes. And this guy sued the city, which then owned Jack Murphy Stadium, because he said it traumatized him. What about his rights?
Well, you know, here's the thing is, in that when they're building all these new buildings and stadiums like this, they're building a third more women's facilities than men, because they, you know, you do stopwatches there, and it takes a woman X amount of time to be in the bathroom, and vice a man. For fairly obvious reasons. So they're building, if you're building these facilities, you should build with more women facilities there. That just makes sense. But here's the thing is, what's wrong with having a third type of bathroom then for transgenders? And they tried that, and in Illinois, a school district got sued because the young man, woman, said, wait a minute, I'm feeling, you've got me ostracized. You make me feel like I'm not equal. You're making me use a third bathroom. I need to go in and use the girls' bathroom and their shower facility. Am I just wrong to be feeling this is kind of strange? Has life passed me by? Do young people not care about this?
I think this whole thing is just going to go boomerang any second, because the pendulum has swung so far out there that when it swings back, it's not going to be pretty.
Well,
it is not going to be pretty.
Demi Lovato, Bruce Springsteen, there's a few lists. I can't, but you know, those
Michael Moore.
They have a band going to North Carolina for any concerts, and it said it's cost the state now hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You know what? Guess what? It's their state. They don't want to go there. Fine. Big deal. It's what the people think. And here's the other thing, too, is you don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be unfair to the kids are, obviously, they're confused and a lot of times, but what about just having that third bathroom there? At least give everybody a right. Okay. Gary, what do you think? We only got like 2 minutes left, Gary.
Yeah, hey, Carl. Hey, I kind of agree with Henry. Let one of these people pull the pants down, I can tell them exactly what they are.
There you go.
They don't need a psychologist or anything else. And one more quick thing. I read in the paper and heard that Target is going to allow this to happen.
Oh, and it's something like a million people are boycotting Target.
Well, I've got the solution for – I have two granddaughters, 8 and 10.
Uh-huh.
And if we're in Target and they're using the restroom, I'll be standing outside and I want some guy to try to get by me.
Well, there you go.
If he can come in. All right, see you guys.
Okay.
Good show.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Sounds hey, like that's Gary. How sounds people like feel. That's
see,
just...
here's a couple others. But sometimes you can't tell, okay? They have completely assumed. They said, would you mind if this girl came into the girl's restroom? I mean, obviously, it looked just like a woman. And you're never going to
know. Okay, now, I have been in the bathroom before when there has been a guy that has been dressed as a woman that has used the woman's bathroom. And I'm sorry, you could tell when they're 6 feet tall and they've got the deep voice and they're, you know.
In the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, and they're in the and I just because I guess I lived in Hollywood and I I performed with in certain probably places that they had drag shows and stuff like that. But I got to say it didn't really bother me because I figured that happens rarely.
Yeah, but see, and that's the thing. Are we making
Listen
too much about something that doesn't happen very often? And if it doesn't happen very often, why should we change our whole lifestyle?
Why is the government in it?
Why is the government in this?
Yep.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Carol Ferguson of the Record Searchlight.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of... only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management...
In the dark.
If we stay, we know what we get. Continued full access to a growing single market, including in energy, services, and digital, together with the benefit of the huge trade deals in prospect between the EU and the United States and other large markets.
Cameron's speech comes as campaigning ahead of a June 23rd vote on the country's EU membership moves into its final weeks. More than 80,000 evacuated residents of Fort McMurray in Alberta, Canada, are hoping that cooler temperatures in the forecast, along with a little light rain, will help firefighters get the upper hand on the blaze that's already burned some 400,000 acres. Premier Rachel Notley says that the amount of fuel for the wildfire is diminishing as it gets burned up.
As more and more fire has burned out around the city and the fuel around the city starts to disappear, that the city itself becomes more secure from the perspective of the risk posed by the wildfire.
Notley's remarks airing on CTV. Rob Gillis, meanwhile, reports a massive blaze has devastated parts of Fort McMurray. It's a town located at the center of Canada's oil sands.
There is about 1,600 homes or structures that have burnt down to the ground, so perhaps maybe 20% of the homes in the city of 80, 90,000 that have been destroyed.
It's not clear when people would be able to go back home right now because of the damage to infrastructure. Right now, the gas has been turned off, the power grid is damaged, and the water is not drinkable. Takata is expecting a loss for the fiscal year ending in March because of ballooning costs from a massive airbag recall. The Tokyo-based Takata says its annual net loss will total $120 million. Stocks have been vacillating on Wall Street, started out higher. Right now, the Dow is off by just about 30 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The peach crop in much of the Northeast was decimated by sub-zero temperatures in mid-February and what one fruit tree expert describes as the Valentine's Day massacre of peach blooms.
Fruit trees field specialists in New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts lost at least 90% of the peach crop. John Rogers says he lost all 30 acres of his Connecticut peach crop and will likely have to purchase peaches from the Deep South in California to offer his customers some product, albeit at a higher price. The executive secretary of the National Peach Council says it's too early to assess what effect the cold will have on the crop nationally.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Krispy Kreme is being taken private by Jab Beach in a deal worth approximately $1.35 billion. The donut company's stock soared more than 23% in pre-market trading. Jab Beach will pay $21 each for each share of Krispy Kreme Donuts Incorporated. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Voters in Austin, Texas have decided that fingerprinting drivers for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft must continue. In fact, Texas State Senator Charles Swertner says the Austin ordinance should serve as a model for the state and the rest of the country.
Right now, with Uber and Lyft pulling out of Austin, it's endangering lives. You know, drunk drivers don't stop at the city limits. So this is something that needs to be addressed more broadly than just with local ordinances and regulations.
Uber and Lyft lobbied hard against the measure and threatened to pull out of Texas's capital city. The average price of gasoline jumping 9 pennies a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.27 a gallon for regular grade. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg said on Sunday the hike is mostly due to crude oil prices edging up, but the price of the pump overall 50 cents higher than it was 12 weeks ago, still lower than it was this time last year. And in the lower 48, the highest prices were seen in this survey in San Francisco. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on Monday, the 9th of May. 605-4567 is our phone number. Pick up your phone, put it in your lap, get ready, because Carol Ferguson of the Record Searchlight is here, and she is ready to rock.
Woohoo.
Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda, good morning, honey.
Currently 64 degrees. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460. We have our forecast calls for slight chance of showers today and our highs of 82, mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 54. And tomorrow calls for sunny and 87. So then, yes, the quick switch happens. Wednesday calls for a Wednesday high of around 89. And Thursday, 87, Friday around 86, and Saturday, sunny with the 79 again. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones this morning and find out what's happening with the Patriots. Good morning, Raleigh Sally.
Good morning, Linda. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let people know that tonight at the Vineyard City Church, we are going to be showing the movie Bringing It Home. And it's a really interesting documentary about industrial hemp.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and it's an amazing product. I watched the movie and was just very educated about the things that industrial hemp can do. As you know, industrial hemp contains none of the THC that marijuana contains, and it can be grown widely up here in this area if it were legal.
Well, that's true. You know, industrial hemp was used for many, many, many years in our country, just for that, for ropes and cloth and other things. And you can.
Well, yes, and even our Constitution is written on hemp paper.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's good because,
well,
you know,
if
things really got bad, you could roll it up and. Okay. No, you can't because it doesn't have the TCP or whatever that is, THL or MBP. Okay. All right. Sally, that's tonight. Where? When?
It is at 3276 Bocelli Lane. The Vineyard City Church starts at 6 o'clock.
And where's that next to?
That's next to, well, it's a mattress store now, but it used to be where Yak started.
Yeah, right down there where Yak's down there. Okay. All right, hon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, one of our guests today said, hey, wait, I'm identifying today as the president. And I say, let's call this off. Everybody goes back to your own bathroom. You know, as long as we're pretending we can be anything we want. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Bad Bob goes there. Bad Bob loves it. Talk about it.
I will be on my bike today.
I'm going down there today, too, because I've got it all clear from the doctor to get back to working out. They got a saltwater pool facility down there. I think I'm going to just jump in there and just start doing resistance training where it doesn't tear my ligaments up and all this. They've got, whether it's small groups, individuals, into the saltwater pool. Linda does that, and you've just loved it.
People I love.
What is she doing? People ask, what is she doing? I said, she gets in the pool down there at Wellgate Sports Club.
Aqua training. Aqua training, so it's like training outside, and you're getting the same kind of workout you would, but even more so because of the resistance of the water.
And all your muscles.
Buoyancy of the saltwater pool, and it feels really good, and you're fatigued afterwards, but not achy like you would be if you're on land. So it's a very cool, I'm loving it, with Kathleen Cowling. She's the gal.
They got some real professionals down there. You can work out. We're getting ready for the Spartan Run in November. I'm going to do it. Several others can join in our club. Our Spartan Run Club. You can come on down there and join and make that three-mile run with us here in November. Give them a call, 768-1205. I mean, Carol Ferguson. She's going to join that Spartans Club because she wants to run. She wants to hit that wall and pull herself over there with the mud sliming down off her body.
I don't run.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you can walk in between
two.
I can walk.
I can dance it, but I'm not going to.
I'm not
running.
I want to see Carol Ferguson dancing in between the obstacles and then pulling herself up and over. All right. Well, Gate Sports Club. Okay. Speaking of Carol Ferguson, here she is.
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. Well, so Record Searchlight, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and the smartest woman we know.
Hey, yeah. Thank you.
And we really like you on top of all that stuff.
Oh, I like you. Yeah. It's like fun to be here. I like you guys back.
Well,
all right, so what's going on? What's your top three things that are on your mind that you want to talk about today?
Okay, well, let me tell you about the top thing on my mind for this week right now is we're coming out with our voter's guide this Sunday. So what I've got to do this week is put it all together. And that is a special four-page section that we put out on Sunday's paper where we talk to the candidates, and we have basically a grid showing their pictures, some of their biographical information, and then we ask them to answer three pertinent questions that are relevant to their race. And so that will be coming out this Sunday. Special pullout guide. So when you start getting your absentee ballots this week,
which they are,
they're hitting this week. So yep. Or no, mail-in ballots. They're not called absentee anymore. Your mail-in ballots. And so we time this to come out about that time, and then we'll continue on with more election coverage between now and the election. We don't just stop. But
well, we're going to have everybody on, of course, all the congressional candidates this month because we have the big primary coming up. And we're going to start running people through this Friday. In fact, our guest host, Ron Largent, is going to have all the city council candidates on this Friday for almost a whole show. So they're going to be asking, several questions concerning unfunded liabilities, but the other plan. Now, what's your second thing? That was your first one. That's big.
That's my first thing.
That's right.
Second thing is what's going on with the sales tax proposal.
I want to talk to you about that, so let's bounce that one. What's your third thing?
My third thing is it's going to get hot.
It's going to get hot. It's going to get hot. Oh, that was Linda's thing. What's your top three? Oh, that was Linda's top three. Okay.
I'm really tied in right now. We are also going to, later this week, come out with our endorsements for the congressional and the state senate and the supervisor races.
So those
endorsements will be coming out later this week.
Are you really going to endorse for congressional? Because last time you didn't endorse.
This time we are, yes.
Oh, you are?
We
okay.
Are. Yeah, last time we did not. This time we are.
So. Oh, okay. We have Jim Reed, of course, is running. He was on a couple, maybe it was last week. We talked about his ideas on things. He's got novel approaches.
What did you think of about his idea of returning to the draft?
Well, here's what I think. Coming from Jim, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. I think his reasoning behind it's wrong. But returning to the draft, I think we're not going to have a choice in about, less than a decade.
Really?
We're not going to have a choice.
Why is that?
Because right now, only maybe 20% of those who try to even get into the Army can make it in. Think about that.
Yeah.
20% of those who try to enlist can make it in. And the Army, for the last 2 years, has not made its goal. Now, why is this? Because our people are not physically fit. They're not mentally fit. They've used drugs so much in their lives that they can't function, or that they've got their background or whatever it is, they can't get in. So there's going to be a certain point as the Chinese increase their push into the South China Sea, and as the Russians continue to build and push into the Middle East, and ISIS and its continued adjacent groups continue to grow throughout Africa and the Middle East, we're going to have to build a military that can take care of us. And we will not be able to do that because you've got so many people that would much rather let
a kid from Des Moines, Iowa, or a kid from South L.A. or South Philly or Boston, the Sallies in Boston, fight their fights for them. You can have a professional military up to a point, but after time it takes numbers. So I would say probably within a decade you're going to have to see people. They're going to start maybe a limited draft, but they're going to take them. So that's what I believe. Because we're just not going to have.
And you know the military. So.
I know the military,
and
it takes a certain kind because of the ones that come in. When we were taking them without, you could just join, and you didn't have a high school diploma. Many. This is 60s and early 70s. We found that if a person has not finished high school, they usually haven't finished anything else. They haven't finished Boy Scouts. They haven't finished anything. There's no way. Well, it's not no way, but maybe only 20% of them can finish the military's first 4 years. So that high school degree meant so much. So right now they're starting to make exceptions in the Army.
Okay.
That they don't need a high school degree if they have other things. So right there you're starting to see we're starting to lower those values right there. And then we're making our military into some kind of social
experiment
right now instead of focusing on what they should be doing, which I find very sad. And some of the things they're doing, spending money and time and effort on these things, ignoring the professional military says, wait a minute, you don't want to do that. Just completely ignoring studies. So I think that Reed, though his reasoning why they should do it and his reasoning on his stuff was totally wrong, I think the draft is coming. I don't think that there's any way of getting out of it. So that's what I think, and we have to take a break now. And
okay.
This isn't about me, though. This is about Carol.
Oh, no, I know.
So,
this is a great conversation.
Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome on this beautiful Monday morning. Here it's the 9th. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all of those beautiful mothers and surrogate
week.
Mothers and stepmothers.
And pretend mothers.
And you know, people who mother people in ways that maybe aren't moms. But you know what? It's a great day. It was a great day to celebrate throughout the week as well. Tomorrow will be my mother's 83rd birthday, and we had the great pleasure of spending four days with my mom and dad. And
I love to
and
make
my
your
dad's
going to
be 85, and they drive, and they laugh, and they have a ball, and
they're on a
two-week
trip.
Yeah. To the
I want to be like them when I grow up.
National park and the monuments across the country, and it'd be great.
So. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Friends Over Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for the piece of jewelry that you need, and guys, if you somehow manage to not get a little bobble there for Mommy's Day, it's not too late to head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've got it all, state jewelry, everything you can imagine. And Rebecca and her husband have got a great place there. Not only is he a gemologist where he can design it and build it, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call, 222-2750, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Maybe it's 9:30 to 4. Yeah. Stop by, talk to them. They'll open up early for you. Hey, we're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. One of the things that we talked about, and I'm getting questions about it here, is the sales tax. Now, we just had Brent Weaver on. I don't know if you heard Brent the other day.
No, unfortunately. But,
yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going back to the archives.
I'll
you know,
go back to the
I know
archives.
You probably
I'll
don't.
Listen.
I know you guys don't start till 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And then you have like your little breakfast time with each other and all this because we start here at 6. So at 7:15, Brent was here
Carl.
Talking about.
Bust her chops all the time.
Oh, you know why?
He likes you.
Because she.
It's fun.
She can take it. Okay. And
anyway.
Not only that, I love talking to people smarter than me. Of course, that's most everybody I know. As I read in the blog on Record Searchlight.
Really?
Yeah, somebody said, I met Carl Bott, and he's not that intelligent. So I figured that if it's in the Record Searchlight, it must be true.
Well, it depends on where.
Reading.com. No, it was Reading.com.
Down in the comments.
Okay. Hey, the Brent Weaver came on and said this, that the Blueprint for Safety was out there, and that if they voted to put this tax hike in, this half cent, and that it was going to be so specific that every dollar in it was going to be spent for public safety, and the $4 million that was left over was going to go to the county for. Going to the county for jails and all that stuff, mental health and all this stuff. So everything was going to be really specific on where it was going. In the Record Searchlight, right now the sales tax is failing by your poll by 21%. You all had an editorial on Sunday that was devastating.
Yes.
About this. Why are we having this sales tax? Could you please... you know, kind of talk to us about that?
Well, a year ago, city officials came out and said, we need a sales tax so we can hire more police officers, build more jail cells. They looked down to Anderson as an example. Anderson successfully passed a sales tax increase with an accompanying measure with it that said it all goes to public safety. Since then, Anderson Police Department has been able to hire more officers, get more police dogs, community service officers. I mean, they've really started to increase their policing down there. But like what Paletti will point out, the size of Anderson is like one precinct in Reading. So it's a smaller city,
right.
So they're more effective with more cops.
Apples and oranges.
Right. So, but the hue and cry here for a long time from city and county officials have been, we need more jail cells, we need more police officers. So last year, it was this whole idea of, you know, before we put this on the ballot, because they weren't getting a lot of traction with it when they were first floating it. So they say, let's do a study. They hoped, it was obvious, they hoped the city would come back and say, oh, yes, you need to raise your sales tax. You need to hire all these police officers. And when it came back and basically said, you have plenty of police officers. You just need to reschedule them. You need more firefighters. And you have a homeless problem. You don't have a rampant violent crime problem. The city was like, what are these people talking about? They obviously were looking at some other city than Reading because we see it so differently. So there was a lot of back and forth between the city and the consultant. And they hammered out the final version. And even the final version was basically saying, reschedule your police. You can hire a few more. You need some more community service officers. So what you are now is exactly where we were a year ago. However, this year, and Brent Weaver did point this out to us, this year, however, you are talking about doing a mental health crisis center, and you are talking about having a sobering center, whereas before those weren't really part of the discussion. Mm-hmm. But the bulk of the money still goes to the punitive end of our problem, which is put more police officers and more jail cells. And these aren't even the same jails, same cells that or same beds that Basenko wanted a year ago. He wanted more in the adult rehabilitation
center. Which we could have put in a lot cheaper.
You could put in a lot cheaper, and that's about solving the problem. That's about taking the inmates and getting them ready to have a productive legal life once they leave, right? Mm-hmm. It may not be 100% effective with all of them, but it was there. And now Basenko's getting up and saying, oh, no, we don't need that. It'll slow it down. Regular jail cells are fine. And we'll stick them anywhere, in the basement, in this courtroom, wherever we can find some space.
Hey, we got some space back here in the closet back here. Wait, we'll charge them $4,000 a month. You can put them right back here. We'll let them work a little more force back there.
Yeah, see? You can get your $1 million a year to help pay for those 64 beds.
There you go. We love that. Okay.
So now what you have is, yes, let's raise the sales tax to handle the punitive end. And I think what people have seen over the past year and a half or so is that there are other issues that need to be resolved, too. It's not just putting them in jail. It's not just arresting them. It's trying to get these people on a path where they're not criminal. They're getting over their drug addictions. They're, you know, learning a life of not stealing. Some are a hopeless cause. There's some of them out there. Some,
you know what? There's always going to be that group.
And the problem is they're committing such small crimes that they're not going to be ever sent to prison for 20 years. They're only going to be sent to jail for a few months. It's just a series of small crimes.
If that.
And now
they know that if they don't spend, they don't steal $1,000 worth of stuff, they're not going to go to jail.
No, it's a misdemeanor.
They're going to get a ticket, and so we just constantly do that. Well, so what you're saying is that what we really need is something like that San Antonio version of people being allowed to go into a sobering center, and then they start working with them, and then they transfer themselves from that once they make the step forward into housing, into training to get them back in society.
Well, you also,
that's where the emphasis should be, not on putting cops on the street.
You need both. So what happens is this solution is very lopsided on one side. It would be more ideal to have two tracks. Yes, the Paletti is saying he cannot have a vice squad. He can't do these certain things without more officers. Even if someone else shows them there may be another way, he is set in his mind, I need more officers to make this happen. So, and, you know, a few more jail cells may help, too. But you need to have that other side of it, too. You need that other track of solving the problems.
Well,
and this doesn't really do much.
Well, we also are ignoring the fact that even if we have more cops and more jail space to hold them, unless you look at the court system, that's a big block, too, because they can only take so many. They don't even have courtrooms for them.
Right.
And, you know, they're not even addressing that because that comes, I guess, from the state.
Yes.
So that's another problem, too. But let's go to the phones. We have Dave. Good morning. You have a comment or questions?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Shasta County has a $100 million commercial pot industry, which is illegal. And I would like to see better enforcement with the fines going to pay for law enforcement. The Chico Enterprise Record reported that Chico has about $3 million in fines. They've only collected 6%. The Record Search Board has not reported how many fines have been levied in Shasta County and what percent are collected. But it seems to me that better collection of the fines would provide a much better solution to the needs of Shasta County and Reading.
That would be an interesting thing.
All right,
to look
Dave, thank you.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to look at. I know with Measure A, they have reported that there are a lot fewer outdoor grows. When we did try to do a story on how Measure A was being implemented and any of those fines, they're really not keeping, the county itself isn't really keeping good track of what they're doing. As far as how many busts, how many fines, that sort of thing. And a lot of these are absentee landowners and good luck trying to track them down and getting that money, especially if it's cartel.
Well, you know, it's really interesting what you're saying here. So I guess your bottom line is the editorial board of the Record Searchlight says, hey, you could have made this decision last year instead of going through this whole thing, that instead of putting all your money into the punitive end, that maybe you should take a real good look at putting a lot of this money back into the fixing the problem, as opposed, and fixing the problem isn't all about arresting them. Though Paletti will say that a presence out there will slow down the crime. I mean, that a presence of police out there slows down the crime. And Basinka will say, if I have a place to put them, we take the worst ones, we take them off the streets. But to do that, he's also said he needs 1,000 bed spaces for that over the next 5 years. And guess what? There's no, we're not getting anything close to that. No. I think the most we can get out of this is 120 more. So you're saying, I guess, Toro's saying is that, you know, instead of us doing putting all that money there, yeah, put out your community service officers, put a vice squad in there, but let's put the preponderance of the money into treatment.
Treatment. And because even if you have a lot of police officers walking around, people who are addicted to heroin are still going to take heroin. And they may still rob from their families or what friends they have left.
Everybody.
Everybody, whoever they can. A police officer on the street isn't going to keep somebody from taking heroin. It's that kind of that strong addiction. And that is a horrible addiction to try to overcome. And people try and they fail many times before they can be successful. But you can't just ignore that and just say, well, we'll just keep arresting them and putting them in jail and churning them back in and out. That isn't going to help them overcome their addiction. So Missy MacArthur and some others later this month are heading to San Antonio to check out the Restoration Center.
And right. And by the way, people ask, Missy's paying her own way down there.
Yes. All of them are paying
their own way. So this is not coming from, because somebody asks, well, who's, are we paying for that? No, Missy and the other people are paying their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Another example of somebody who wants to see how this thing works. We're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. It's going to be getting hot, and when it gets hot, you're going to need window coverings.
Definitely, especially if you have an older home with single-pane windows.
Like anybody we know. So Jerry's goal over there at Budget Blinds is to have window coverings that fits your budget and to make sure it works. You can't get any better than that. Budget Blinds, give them a call at 226-9027 or check out budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of Record Searchlight, is our guest.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Monday, May the 9th, 25 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Right there. Cypress Square Barbershop.
And it's currently 64 degrees. Going to be 82 today. Our high, a slight chance of showers as well, with our lows of about 54.
I'm glad I used deodorant today.
As we go through the week, we realize that we're going to be up in the high 80s. So get yourself ready for that. You may want to put your pads back out. I always talk about that. You know, bring them in, take them out. Well, it's going to be a beautiful week.
Your pads you're talking about is old, like lawn.
Yeah, lawn chair pads. That's right.
Hey, we got two tickets to the Boot Scootin' Boogie over there at Havenview, Maine this weekend. It's those are $30 tickets, my friend.
We have
two tickets.
Chad Bushnell will be the featured guest. This is for a barbecue and concert. Give us a call. They gave us tickets to give away this morning, so we're giving them to you. That's for Saturday, May 14th, and that's 5 to 8 p.m. It will be at Havenview, Maine. Outside, it'll be a lot of fun. It should be great weather, so you don't have to worry about being totally scorched. Give us a call, 605-4567, for those free tickets to Chad Bushnell's concert this weekend.
We're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, who is just totally taking no prisoners on their editorial about how the tax that we are being asked to pass here in November really could have been done a year ago without this whole 197,000, because there's been no changes, and they're not following the study anyway, and they were going to use that study as a reason to raise taxes, but they're not following the study.
Yeah, the only like I said, Brent did point out that because of the study, they are now doing a sobering center and the mental health crisis center. But the bulk of the money is going to more police officers and more jail cells and more firefighters, which we really need more firefighters. Well, no one's arguing about the firefighters.
How come we haven't talked about this with firefighters? The Record Searchlight. It seems to me that you all could do a study on this, that we know that 85% or something like that, 80 to 85% of all the, every time they roll, got nothing to do with fires.
Right.
Maybe even higher. And so it's all it's for emergency if somebody, you know, thinks they're having sick or they, you know, whatever.
Not medical.
It's a medical thing. Yep, those guys are rolling, and that counts on their hours. And one of the highest paid people in the city of Reading is a fire captain, and with his overtime, he's making $170,000 a year.
Right.
What's going on with that?
Well, they don't have enough people, so they only have two man stations. The standard is three.
Two-man
trucks, yeah. Hmm. And the standard is three. And they haven't had three for many, many years.
Okay. So we hire that third one. But has anybody ever thought about what privatizing an ambulance service with EMTs on it and what kind of how much money that could save the city?
It just might.
It could be because you're paying. You pay up front. Maybe more to have these ambulances running with a trained EMT, because what they're saying is the EMTs that they have already, or EMTs they have already, are okay, but if they have to go to that next level, that's where the fire truck comes in, and they roll in case there's a fire out there. All right, so you pay them more so you get that next level up. You may pay more up front, but you're not paying retirement.
Right.
You're not paying overtime. You're paying a set cost. You know exactly how much it's going to be, and you do that, just like any type of privatization.
That's something that they could look at. It is. They but won't. I know for, yeah.
They won't. Of course they won't. It goes against the unions.
Yes, the unions do hold a lot of sway over government.
Sacramento, I think Sacramento Bee said today is that $77.5 million have already been spent this year up in Sacramento by unions and lobbyists.
Yes. Yep. It's an industry. Keeps that economy going. Keep that money moving. Keep it moving in the economy. Keep it moving around.
So I see some changes in the Record Church site.
You have. We have our new USA Today Nation World page on 3A. Yeah.
When did that start?
That started...
last week? Or
No, it started in April.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I don't see... I just get the digital.
Online. Yeah, the digital.
But by the way, that even seems like it's having more stuff in it.
That's
that
just changed? Because things are happening.
Okay.
There's a lot happening right now.
The... kind of like that. That's kind of like if my mom was still alive, she'd be sitting there reading it to me every day.
Yeah, you were talking about
that.
No,
mom would take that. She would go through the
page. That's what happened in Alaska.
Yeah. My mom would do that. And be, she'd say, oh, my gosh, look, in Birmingham, Alabama. And she'd read it. And it's like, okay, Mom, that's cool. She liked it.
So are they going to change up the way the paywall works? Because right now it seems that the newspaper could do an ad-supported light version and possibly keep some people who just ran away when the paywall went up.
I don't know how it's going to change, honestly. Right now we have one where you get 10 free stories a month. So you can come in and look at anything. You get 10.
It tells me you've got 5 left. You've got 4 left. And then it won't let me in. Then I've got to go back and log in again. Anyway, okay. Hey, why aren't we talking about pay levels? And this is coming out of the chat room. Why aren't we talking about pay levels in comparison to other municipalities and the effect it will eventually have on unfunded pensions and the fiscal responsibility? Like our cops are paid more than, I think they're in the top, even though it's the middle. I mean, if you look at overall salaries, but our cops are getting paid, 2 or 3% more than other places.
Well, and when you see that, and then you hear Paletti and Basenko talk about how difficult it is for them to hire anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the hiring process that takes so long. I know the sheriff has talked a lot about how he'll start the process with somebody, and it takes maybe a year. And before that year's out, that person's found another job in another county.
Right.
So they have a hard time finding people to work up
here. Well, Basenko pays a lot less. He pays a third less than anybody. So as he gets somebody trained, they can go someplace else.
Yeah.
And what Paletti is saying, that they're having such a tough time, they're actually for the first time going to send people through the academy.
Yes.
But if we pay more, and this is, let's face it, this is a nicer place up here, and your chances of getting beat up or shot as a policeman up here, while they, they're still out there, they're not like L.A. and they're not like these other places. It seems like we could go into the, military, which is having so many forced out.
Right.
And be able to find people that we could probably bring in here. The background investigation's already done.
I think the process takes a while. If you've used any drugs at any time, you're out.
Oh, man.
You know,
I tell you what, the California Highway Patrol is just...
Well, I think they need to revisit that. And a lot of us are in agreement with the fact that, many kids or, they will experiment. And if you've experimented in your life, doesn't mean that you're a loser or that you're going to be using. No. So, I mean, to think that you've ever used is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, but you can't have used on your way down to the...
Have you used in the last year or the last 6 months,
well,
I think is valid.
They're talking about in the last, 2 years. So.
Well, and that's the other challenge that the police department is going to have. Yes, you can get the money for all these new police officers, but if you can't even fill the positions you have now, I mean, yes, you have the openings, but how are you going to get the police officers? It's the same with the sheriff. He's got all these openings.
And he's hiring.
He's trying to hire.
Right.
But with more pay and even with more of these positions, if you can't find them to fill, have you really done anything except for allocated more positions?
Yeah. But what about the unfunded liabilities we're facing?
That's something that is not part of this. Because
this
once
huge.
You hire, the extra money will go to their salaries. But now you've got people who will now be into the system for the next 20 or something years. And then they come out. And, I mean, right now we're paying, for like 4 police chiefs?
Yes,
Four right now. We're paying for 4 police chiefs.
The same amount of money.
Yes.
The same amount of money. Because once you get your 100%, Leonard Mody, and I'm not castigating Leonard Mody. He worked under these rules. But then we pay him X amount of dollars. We're paying Paletti.
Hanson and Blankenship.
And Blankenship, I don't think Blankenship makes as much money as there because he got out so much later. But Hanson gets a pretty good one. And then we have people like DuVernay, who retires at age 52 at $130,000 a year. And I don't what's his name, Piper, or the one that was out at the airport?
Dinger.
Rod Dinger. Good guy. We're paying, you know, he retires at 50-something.
And then comes back on under contract.
And then we have Kurt Starman, who, I like Kurt Starman. He does not have an easy job.
No.
But no. Kurt's also like 52 or 53, could retire in a couple years. At 54, 55, at 100, and at three times the salary of a four-person family here in Reading.
Yes.
There's something here that's not right.
Well, and this is happening all over the state, and you see cities, declaring bankruptcy. You see counties struggling with this, and the unions don't want to budge. They do not want to budge. They're just now starting to agree to some different levels.
And they have, they've even done that. And it's true. But it's still.
But okay. So the measure that was going to do that, and somehow the city came back, and we covered this. So the voters voted to reduce pension costs.
Right.
It comes back now. It's going to cost taxpayers $200,000 more because of this law that they passed to reduce pension costs.
How does that happen?
I don't. Somehow they gave a bunch of raises.
It's kind
of
like this. They have the union's got better negotiators than we have. But you talk to them, like Mr. Allen, who I like, and he's been doing this his whole life. And you know what? He walks in there with, it's like a wolf among sheep. I don't care. Where's Kurt? Well, Kurt gets part of that race, and he's negotiating. Or we've got Brent Weaver and God bless her, Francie Sullivan, who has never seen a race she didn't like. So I don't mean that in a bad sense, but the unions put a lot of money to get Francie there.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And then
we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We have some personal messages coming in.
Yeah, we'll stop being like this.
We've got a couple of PMs coming in from our chat pack we're going to check out. We know you have questions. We have a call coming in. Carol Ferguson is our guest from Record Searchlight this morning. Good morning here on KCNR 1460. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, you can't get any better than Alliance Heating and Air. They are the ones that come to our house in case, and they check every 6 months, make sure all of our filters are clean, our air ducts are working. We choose Alliance Heating and Air because they do the job.
221-2642.
Or their website, homecomfort.org. A veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air, best in the North State last year. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline, but I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
3, 2, 1. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught here. I'm free fun.
Joe's getting between us. Separating
no,
us.
No,
get back into the corner. There's no kneeing in the clinches there, Linda.
No.
So.
No, there's no ill will here on our level at all.
There is not.
I mean, you just kind of quote, you say things that that you know are true, and you know, it's anyway. Let's go to the phones. Welcome to the show this morning, Terry. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a quick question. It was a good editorial that was written by the Record Searchlight, and my question is: when Brent Weaver was on, Brent had mentioned that $7 to $8 million of this money would go to the general fund. Yet a little while later, he swore that you could burn him in effigy if this stuff went to anything but law enforcement. And my question for the Record Searchlight is, do they know which way it's going? And the other thing is, as far as the unfunded liability, we know that we're up to close to $300-400 million. What's to say that $11 million a year won't go to the unfunded liability if CalPERS calls us on that, if it's going to the general fund? And I'll just take my answer off the air.
Okay, Terry, be careful when you're out there driving. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So, let me see. What the first part of the question was about.
How do we know the money when it goes in the general fund that's going there?
They plan to have an accompanying measure, right, like Anderson did, that would say they will go to public safety. That also allows them to just get a simple majority vote on the sales tax increase. So if you say the sales tax increase goes to the general fund, you only need a simple majority. And then you have an accompanying measure that the voters also have to approve that would say, yes, we want it to go to public safety.
And here's the other thing Brent said the other day. He's willing to have a non-government entity overlooking this. He wants to put these funds in a special pocket inside the general fund.
Okay.
So, you know, this money coming in, it says general fund, but it would be for under this measure. And to have a civilian oversight committee looking to show and to look at where that money's going so that everybody can see, hey, we're not using this for anything else.
Yes, if you had that kind of oversight and that kind of transparency, that would be great. It depends on who's on that committee. The problem, and it would have to be very, very open and very transparent and not meeting in secret and not saying it's closed session and not saying that these
absolutely
are all closed off.
And they've got to be somebody. You're right. But and he said he's more than willing to do that. He says that he would absolutely, there'd be an oversight committee to show that. But he says because people obviously don't trust what's right going on because everything's behind closed doors.
And that would have to be probably an agreement between the city and the county to do that. And Brent, you know, he could push it, but he would also need to get the agreement of a lot of other people
He would need, at least in the city, would need two more votes on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the county would have to agree with it. And the county, I don't know if they want people overlooking where they're spending their money, a civilian organization. But then again, they have to or they wouldn't get it.
Right.
He said, fine, if you don't let this civilian organization, this three-person panel, look at this, and it's not like they're voting to let it happen. It just says, okay, this is where the money is. This is how much money is coming in. This is where it's going. And then you just kind of follow the trail to where the money's at. And then it's not like they could veto it, but they could then go straight to Carol and say they're not spending the money the way they're supposed to.
Right.
And then Brent said he would lead the recall on that. This is what he said. So.
All right.
Well, yeah. You know what? We've got him right here on the air, and we've got it archived forever, just like Russ Maul.
So you can, like, pull it back up?
Oh, and just remind him about it all the time.
And the unfunded liabilities, I mean, this is a big deal. If you're going to hire all these people being paid for with a 10-year sales tax increase, what are you going to do, fire them all after 10 years? I mean, that's the problem. It's like you once you get that level, and if the economy is going along and you don't have to lay off like you did after 2008, then now you have all these more officers that now you have to keep funding. And then it becomes, oh, my gosh, remember what it was like 10 years ago? If you don't keep this sales tax increase, we're going to go back to where we were in 2016, and who wants to go back to that? So it's very hard to take away a tax increase. I know the state's done it a few times. But, you know, on the phone bills, it wasn't until maybe about 10 years ago that there was a fee on phone bills to pay for the Spanish-American War.
Really?
What?
Really? And somebody went and researched it and finally got it taken off. It was like a couple cents on every phone bill to pay for the Spanish-American War.
Where was that money?
Well, it was going to the phone company.
I think maybe we should start it again, the Spanish-American War. Okay. A couple of the last, I've noticed starting to see articles in the record searchlight. They're starting into this, oh, we need smart guns, and here's Mossberg that's going to do it. And then there's, oh, front page news is toddlers have killed, you know, 23 people. And we're starting to see these articles about guns that aren't, I mean, that are kind of like, we're going to be starting to see a kind of maybe an effort to rein in the Second Amendment from the record searchlight?
I doubt that. I mean, we know. This area, there's hunting, there's a lot of law enforcement, a lot of veterans up here. But what we do want to show is that if you do have guns and you have children, be careful and be aware and don't fall asleep with a gun. Yeah. Don't fall asleep on a bed with a two-year-old and a gun, a loaded gun.
And one woman was shot by her toddler.
Toddler in the backseat.
A three-year-old got a gun out and shot her.
If you've got your gun in the car, keep it in a safe place away from the child so they can't get it. And know that little toddlers, they're not like a dog, but, I mean, they've got thumbs and they're curious. And they're going to start playing with things and they interact with things and that's how they learn. And unfortunately, a gun...
They see
it's just another
everything.
Thing, and they've and it's made it made when you hold it, it's like made for a hand. I mean, it's so human hand holding.
It's ergonomic
design. It's just you can't help it to do what you're supposed to do with it. And so, when you're a toddler, that's what you're going to do.
Well, you know what? That's the kind of thing. Yes, you know what? I have no problem with that because which one of the things we teach is safety, and especially around children or something like that, to be able for the kid can get into it. When you think they can't, they can. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I got a quick comment on this sales tax. Number one is with the amount of people that are in the surrounding unincorporated areas that don't have a vote and their shopping dollars all go to Reading, it's very unfair and should not be that way. And it will fail in that account. I don't know about the city of Reading. But my point is simply that if they want more money, they're looking up the wrong tree. They have, if they agree to a 15% pay cut on their city payrolls, then we might look to fund some more money to them. But unless they got a 15% across the board pay cut, they're in a dream world. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thanks.
Well, I tell you what, and this is the thing when I was talking about, you know, our people, you know, we're paying for four police chiefs. I mean, the police chiefs did their job. They obviously did their job well, they're police chiefs. And this is the rules they're playing under. You make this much money. I've got no problem with that. That'd be like complaining then how much money I make because, you know, I'm getting a retirement from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying is that, but when you've got four of them like that, that's like $500,000 a year. Just $500,000 a year at least to those four. And that's going to be for who knows. So there's got to be a way of offsetting these unfunded liabilities. And it's $300 million, and they've started in some of these major pension plans have said, we're going to start paying you less.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. Yeah. And so it's – they got us – you know, when things were good – it's like, yes, let's treat our employees well. Let's give them these pensions. We want to make it so that way they want to work here. We want to get the best of the best.
Yeah.
But, you know, being out here in the private sector, and you look at that, I mean...
Well, y'all had your front page. And by the way, I'm really liking your paper. You've got a lot of things in there. You know, I can pick at you. But, I mean, the other day their front page was, this is the median salaries we've got here in this town. This is where we are. This is what this is. And that median salary was $47,000. That's for a family of four.
Yes.
$47,000 in this town. 8% unemployment, which we know is a lot higher than that. I mean, when you think about that, and then you look at the salaries that we're talking about. I mean, a new policeman coming in is getting paid like $100,000 when you count his overtime and everything, a brand new policeman.
Right.
I understand it's a dangerous job and all that stuff, but we've got to have, there's got to be something in there that somebody could do.
There really are like two Readings. I mean, you have your professional class and you have your law enforcement, your government. I mean, even in Shasta County, your major employers are government and healthcare.
That's it. Government.
I mean, if you want to get ahead, it's either healthcare or government jobs.
That's
here.
Right. You've got to look for a government job.
And that's the reality.
That's scary, though. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was like in Sacramento when I grew up. You had you worked for government, or dad was Aerojet. So you worked for corporation. And so, Carol, so great
Carol
to have
Ferguson.
You. Oh,
thank you so much. We love the Record Search Late. We may not agree with you all the time, but you come in here and you stand up. I mean, you take it. And
love
you
it.
Fight back, and that's great.
Love your spirit.
Don't ever stop. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is standing up for a state law that requires people to use public restrooms that correspond to their biological sex. McCrory is leading a lawsuit filed today that seeks to preserve the law that the Justice Department contends violates the civil rights of so-called transgender people. The governor says the law makes simple common sense.
When you go into a restroom or your wife goes into a restroom, you assume the only other people going to that restroom or shower facility is going to be a person of the same gender.
The governor on Fox News Sunday. Washington threatens to cut more than $1 billion in education funding to North Carolina if it doesn't change course. Bernie Sanders, hanging tough.
Don't let anybody tell you this campaign is over. We're going to fight for the last vote we can find in New Jersey and California.
Sanders saying that he's taking his challenge to